Thank you, we're back. Can I have a motion to come out of executive?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, we are out of executive session. Next item on the agenda is about interns. So in talking to the staff, we talked about mainly the archiving piece. And we talked about different systems and how they work, the fact that they're even trying to get the paper system completed is difficult. And so we talked about needing extra hands that can help with that part of it, getting the files ready. And what I told them is that I want to not just get the paper files ready, because you have to have a historic copy. Want us to have an electronic system. And so they dug out an old proposal they had from a company about an archiving system that was for law. And then I had another system I talked to him about, which was like a library system, which does practically the same thing. And it carries you through the whole history from the moment, just like we do on our website right now, and have all the steps of a law to engrossment. Well, then it even takes policy and procedure down that same path. And so you could have laws put in there, you can have policy and procedure put in there. They can be updated at any time, and you can see that all on the screen. You can see what the original version was and what the updated version was. So we're going to look into those parts of it and try to bring something to for the committee to look at to see if they would consider one of those systems. In the meantime, we've got this paper system that we've got to get caught up and dealt with. And that's what we were talking about, bringing some interns in. I spoke to, let me finish telling you what I did, and then I want to hear from you all. I called education and talked to them about the different services, because we have college interns and we have high school interns. So I said, if I want a college interns, can you just, what do I fill out? What's the form? What do we do to request interns? They said, no, we just let people know that have that major that pertains to you, that they could intern with you. So, so people who are specifically, I guess, in English or, I've got a cousin that's got a degree in library, as a librarian, archivist and stuff like that. To do that, to actually hire some staff to work that for a period of time, or do you think high school students would be capable of following instruction if they're actually being supervised hourly?
So, you're talking about summer youth, right?
Yeah.
And I think if somebody monitored them, they could probably put papers in stacks and do that. The field of study internship is, I think, the other thing you're talking about. And that is usually for a semester, or I think you already missed the summer, because it's supposed to be, can even be for credit. But I just don't think that, if I were a college student, that's not the training that I would want in terms of, if I'm a political science major or a government major or one of those majors, I wouldn't want to come, and they might find interest in the documents themselves, they might start reading them all, they might not get too many files. I just don't know that. And the other thing about that is that the field of study internship is supposed to be a segue to permanent employment. So high school I'm okay with, college I don't know that you're going to get somebody this summer in particular, because I think they're already scheduled out.
Well, like I said, we're going to see how far we can get with it in a year. So even if they came in the fall. But, on the other hand is, trying to give them some assistance in moving forward with this. Thoughts? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I support the use of interns. I am trying to think of a field of study that really would be applicable to just having somebody here to help the clerks file and organize. I'm trying to...
Library science.
Library science. There's some associate degrees.
Right.
They have to be juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, for high school, they have to be juniors.
College.
Oh, for college, they have to
for
be
field
juniors
of study.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's the obstacle. I don't think that I would really feel comfortable with the nation carrying the cost of having that employee here, just a vial, So maybe if there was something else, I don't know. I kind of feel the same way that Congresswoman Edwards does, that it might be a high school internship program.
Okay. I will work on trying to get, I can get a filing done, because right now, they should be placing right now.
Okay.
And we could ask for recommendation, we could ask, you know, for a letter of recommendation or something like that, yes.
And I know that you opened up saying you had spoke with staff about, how do they feel about managing interns?
They were fine with it, Shanna was fine with it.
Okay.
And she's just having some extra hands to.
Right, she's a great supervisor, and I'm sure she can utilize them to the fullest.
Help organize those and get that caught up, or scanned, or filed, or whatever it is. We get them ready, because once we get an automated system, all that has to go into the automated system too.
Right.
And that's just a piece of scanning documents into certain pieces and stuff, so. Okay, we will move forward with that, and so that brings us to legislative chambers. Mentioned before that the bid packets for qualifications have arrived. I've got to get those back to them today. Like I said, I think that the information right now is confidential, and so we'll have to do that on a confidential basis. And we were running out of time, so I finally just kind of took the emails and the ones that responded, and Eli was the one that said just go for it and just let's get it done. So I've got them, and let's all review them and take a look at them. They're all really good. There's tons of them. They're all really good.
So they have to be back?
I have to have the rate sheets back tonight, yeah.
Okay, so were you the only one that's on the rating committee?
Yes, on the register, yeah.
Who else is on the rating committee?
It's all executive staff. It's all from TDLA and from procurement. Well, I guess Tammy's leading it, but it's Dante. I believe all of them, who would that be? That would be Smith and Redcorn, and I think who else? There's five of them.
And what does this rating do? Narrows it down to three?
Uh-huh, it'll narrow it down.
Interview?
Yes, it'll narrow, what it does is it narrows them down as the ones that we want to allow to put a bid in for the actual work. That they meet the qualifications necessary to be able to do this. And so we've had, like I said, there was probably eight, well, let's see, I wrote them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 companies that have responded to it. And I've looked through them, but I've got to go down and seriously start marking rates on them and get them turned back in. So what I was saying, the packet you have, that's what the packet that went out for the request, you have that in your packets today. That is just asking them or telling them what we're asking them to do as far as what we know at this moment. But their first task will be come in and start facilitating a design and what it's going to look like and where it's going to be. And all of those things. So those pictures aren't telling them this is what we want.
Well, that's good.
Perfect.
Right.
Because that's not what we want.
And so it'll take us on a long process. We're talking about an 18-month process or a year process. Huh? I said that's what we want. Congressman Potts.
I can't find the email that I sent back. It's my understanding that this selection committee is. They would pick the final bidder.
Yes.
Okay. And my email expressed some concern of that.
Yes, if we could get Mr. Gill out here.
Perfect.
Trey. Yeah, I forgot because I had another email this morning that I saw this morning. We wanted to talk about procurement and how this procurement process is working for this congressional building. And so there was an email that you saw, the last one.
Right.
And her response, I didn't look it up.
So. Okay, so the Competitive Bidding Act allows for negotiating contracts to be used instead of the formal bid process on contracts under $125,000. So they're using this with the negotiated process, you have the selection committee that is formed.
This is in the law.
this is in the law, and one of the representatives of the committee is for the, essentially, the purchaser, which would be us. And so, Second Speaker Stabler is sitting on that selection committee. My question to them was, well, is this going to be less than $125,000 contract? Should we be going through the formal bid process? Their response was, this is for the architectural and engineering portion, which will, I guess, in their opinion, be under the $125,000, which is why they're using this form. And the law doesn't specify anything other than, yeah, that this is a six-person selection committee formed by TDLA, and we have one representative on that committee.
So in your opinion, then, once we get past this piece of it, and we would get into the actual contracting for the architecture, well, that would be beyond that, it'd be the construction piece. Then it opens it up in a different situation.
Then we'll fall back to the formal bid process, which is essentially run through the tribal development director and the procurement officer, with tribal development making the final decision, hopefully with some of our input.
So, these are all public meetings that are going to happen. I'm hoping this committee makes a commitment to show up for those meetings, and any other members of Congress that would want to show up for the meetings, and just keep pushing forward. That's Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I hope that we have some. I hope we have some meetings in the fall that, you know, talk about what our needs as Congress members are, because I mean, you know, us
yes.
living with the buildings that we have right now for the last 3 years, I know plenty of things that, including and up to today when I was in the tax commission, I said, do you ever get to open these curtains, these shades? And they said, absolutely not. And so I said, so we spent great amount of money putting all these windows that it's way too hot apparently, and then they have the shades that are down all the time. Maybe that was the wrong office for that group, but they also didn't have the air conditioning working today. So whatever we did in that instance, do not want to repeat that.
Right. But that's the only encouragement I can give you is every project that I have worked on, those are open meetings, and everybody can come and discuss the needs. And to me, the 12 people at this table are the main ones that should have an opinion on what this building should look like.
I will tell you, when we started with those buildings, though, we did have opinions about it, and I don't think many of our opinions were heard, because it probably went without saying that when you got an architect from Seattle that designed based on their Seattle experiences, it wasn't going to work out well in the middle of the plains.
All right, so that's my update. Further discussion? Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So I'm understanding that once the architect and engineering firm is decided upon, then that's when we will start having some input with this firm.
The design is.
The design.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I've noticed, too, that consistently it seems like that same firm gets hired a lot here. Okay.
So yes, Congresswoman Edwards.
For the next agenda, could you put the website? Because if you read our website where it says the mission of the legislative branch, I don't know that we have a mission, but anyway, I don't think it's exactly our mission. Okay. So I think it's time to update our webpage.
All right. Nothing else. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you. Sorry, I ran so long.
Good meeting.
I want to.